Let's face facts. In this morally bankrupt society, life can be hard as a parent.
That's why we started this podcast, to help tackle tough questions.
To build a community of support and provide a parental break.
Life can come at you fast as society wants your children.
As a parent, it is our duty to be the leader in the fight.
We've been married for 5 years.
No topic is off limits, and we will give advice from a Christian perspective. We could all use a parental break. Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Parental Break with J&K. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, we're just going to talk about a bunch of things, aren't we, Caitlin?
Oh, yeah.
First, we wanted to say sorry that we've been away for about a month with this new software that we're using called OBS. We've had to work out some bugs because we listened back to the last two podcasts and they weren't that great, to say the least, were they, Caitlin? So, what do you want to talk about today, first of all?
Body training sucks.
What?
Potty training sucks.
Well, yeah, potty training does suck. Although, she did well today, for the most part. Yep. But
sorry, we're potty training our little girl.
Yes, who's 3 years old and acts like she's a teenager already.
Ugh. If y'all got any advice on that, please help us.
Yeah, if you have any advice, please email us at the podcast email. But anyways, so one of the main topics we're going to talk about today is the sexy sex ed camp, son. Did you read about that?
Yep.
Kind of disgusting, isn't it?
Yes.
And see, Odin and Tyr actually covered this a while back, but we're finally getting to it because, like I said, we're playing catch-up. And there's a lot of things that happened since we've been away. Mm-hmm. Say. So, bear with us. So, first, I'm going to give you guys a tidbit on what we're talking about, the sexy sex ed camps. This is a video from Professor Mike on TikTok. So, yeah. Enjoy.
4 women in Kentucky are starting a sex ed summer camp. But it's called Sexy Sex Ed Summer Camp. And it's going to have lessons in sexual liberation, gender exploration, BDSM, being a sex worker, self-managed abortions, and sexual activity while using illicit and illicit drugs. They have a website, sexysex.ed, with the phrase, all ages, all bodies. And I found this woman named Tanya Turner, who runs the summer camp and helps with the organization, who, in a video about the camp, said that she believes kids should start masturbating as toddlers. Did some more digging, and I found the activity planner for the camp, which includes self-pleasure workshop. This workshop will include discussion, games, and some hands-on practice. Here's an activity called the 3 P's. Pee, poop, and pleasure. Why aren't these people in jail? Why are they not in jail?
This post needs to go viral, like yesterday. This is psychological and physical child abuse. This is grooming. This is pedophilia. This is disgusting. This is unacceptable, and these people need to go to jail. Share this. Spread the message. We need to protect our children.
Yes. Caitlin, what'd you think about that video?
Disgusting.
That's the first word that popped to my mouth when I watched that. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's one of those things that you watch that video and you're like, is this really happening in today's society? And you see more and more examples of this, and it's absolutely disgusting.
What state is this from?
This is actually, the people are from the state of Kentucky, but they're setting up the camp, I think, in Indianapolis, I think.
Why is the government allowing this to happen?
Well, think about that, hun. You want to be politically correct in this society now. Because if you're not politically correct, what good are you, you know?
That's messed up.
It is very messed up. I mean, did you see some of the itineraries that I shared with you in our private Telegram group?
No.
Okay. So here's, first of all, we'll talk about the one that he said. Sex with me, self-pleasure workshop. Mm-hmm. Participants will explore personal views of self-pleasure, as well as learn techniques to make the most of their masturbation experience. This workshop will include discussions, games, and some hands-on practice on hands, in parentheses. What? And the thing is, they're talking about, now, mind you, this camp is not for middle schoolers or high schoolers, even though this ideology right here is kind of disturbing, even in the high school or middle school setting. This is for third graders.
Mm-mm. When I was in third grade, I didn't even know about that.
Oh, let's talk about this one. Sexy trans sex ed. Sex ed for trans folks, focusing on language, affirmation, as well as creating spaces for gender exploration and euphoria through sex. Topics will include pre-sex discussion, language, biodiversity, masturbation, STIs, gender exploration and affirmation, BDSM, and more.
I think I'm on this.
I'm absolutely disgusted by some of these topics that they're talking about. And then, of course, you know, you got it had, for example, the whole thing about diversity and all this. So, like, for example, gender diversity. Participants will learn about sex assigned at birth, biological sex, and gender identity, and how and why they might be different from what we learn in school. They will examine gender labels and how they are used, how what we can say can harm or uplift others, and how to be compassionate, encourage others to do the same.
No.
Oh, and this one actually I absolutely love, because they're just basically saying what we've been talking about before. Eugenics in Alpatria. A short history of eugenics in Alpatria and the Mountain South. An exploration of how rural people have been targeted for reproductive control by states past and present. We talk about what eugenics is and it isn't, and learn about the legacy of eugenic laws. I'm sorry. These are the kind of things. I mean, this one, although it starts getting weird towards the end of this one, this is on the final day of the camp. Cycle training. Fertility awareness is a life-changing system of tracking your body's signs as they change throughout your menstrual cycle. Getting to intimately know what your body is doing and observe its changes through the month can teach you all kinds of things about your health and wellness and help you meet your goals, whether you are trying to avoid getting pregnant, actively trying to get pregnant, and even if your sex life includes no risk of pregnancy at all, ever. Wish you knew about what your body is up to? Want to be able to predict when your period will arrive, even if yours is far from a regular 28-day cycle? Feel like you're not sure if that discharge down there is normal? Want to be reminded that you are a magical creature and your body is full of wisdom for you and that it is trying to transmit? If you would just pay attention and learn its language, this workshop is for you. Now, I understand the whole thing about menstrual cycle, because let's say you're third graders would be about, what, 10 years old? 10, 12, 10 or 11?
No.
No. How old would they be?
Let's see. When my mom had my brother, my first one, I was 10 and a half, almost 11. I was in fifth grade. So probably 7 to 8 or 8 to 9.
Let's see here.
Something like that. See, my eight to nine.
You're about right.
Yep.
I mean, some in some scientific studies, they can start their period as early as 9 years old. But it's one of those things
in
that...
In most cases, girls don't. I was like 12, but I was in middle school.
And see, that's the thing. I understand that talk right there, but I don't understand the whole talk about, you know, talking about trying to get pregnant and all this.
Third graders are not even thinking about that.
Right? You don't even talk about this. I mean, no, here in the state of South Carolina, you don't usually talk about this till middle school.
Sixth grade.
And then you learn about it again in high school. But,
well, I didn't learn about it again in high school.
Well. But
I missed it because I got sick.
And this is the thing I don't understand about this. Is you're talking to third graders about this stuff. Mm-mm. And here's the thing. People have, you know, criticized Florida for this supposed don't say gay bill, but it's called the parental rights for education bill, because it talks about things exactly like this that can't be taught in school.
This is a private matter between a child and parents.
Yes.
At a much later age.
And it's like I did in a video on TikTok to Conservative Stoney, because I thought I needed to put in my two cents about this. This shouldn't be talked about at this age.
No.
It shouldn't be even a discussion. The only thing that should be discussed at this age is where do babies come from? Yeah. And you can take that wherever you want to. They come from a stork. You can even go into detail, you know, when mommy and daddy love each other, you get the idea of what I'm trying to talk about. But
you can say it without the, you know.
Without describing it.
Yeah.
And these groomers, because that's what we're going to call them. They are groomers. Because Tanya Turner actually has a video out there that says, yeah, my nephew at toddler age wanted to masturbate, started playing with himself down there, and I encouraged it. Excuse me? Does your sister or brother know that you're talking to your nephew about this? Why is this okay in today's society? See, we're seeing a morally bankrupt society that now truth is what you defined it as. And it's not about basic truth. And it's absolutely disgusting. Caitlin, what do you think about this society that we're raising our daughter in?
It's messed up.
And this is why parents who listen to the podcast or new people that listen, we appreciate all the support. This is why we started this podcast, because this is one of those questions that eventually you're going to have to answer. And like we said in the last podcast, we're not going to be the ones that you're going to be the favorite at the parent-teacher conference. You're going to be strong and you're going to be firm, because we have this fight together that we have to fight, because if we don't, your children are going to be gone. Society wants them to grow up at a great, fast rate. And it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, they're talking about lowering the voting age. And they've been talking about it. And it's one of those things that when people come to me and say, yeah, let's lower the voting age. Okay, you're talking about 16-year-olds going to vote on something that could change the outcome of the of society. They're not ready for that kind of pressure. Right, Caitlin?
Yeah.
I mean, were you intimidated the first time you went to vote?
Oh, yeah.
I was absolutely intimidated the first time I went to vote. And Ben Shapiro said this on his Twitter. Make no mistake, the goal of the left is not to protect children. From masking to indoctrination of children into left-wing social values, Their goal is to use your children to protect their own priorities. And that is absolutely true. Because if you look at this, they're not worried about your children's well-being. They just want to get your child to agree with their lifestyle. In fact, here's a video that actually talks about this.
How I start conversations about gender and sexuality with my students. But I got a lot of weird feedback where some people are like, you shouldn't start these conversations. You shouldn't talk about this with your kids. Yeah, you should. For these kids to know that a queer adult exists, to know that trans people exist and are normal, is life-changing to them. They need someone to start those conversations.
Nobody should be talking to anybody's child about sexuality except their parents. So I think when you're a child, you're already inclusive. You don't know. Little boys will hug little boys. Little girls will hug little girls. You can mold a child to anything. You can mold a child to be racist. You can mold a child to be sexually inclusive to others. A child can be molded because that's their mindset. They're young. Just let them grow. I wish somebody would have come to my child in the second grade, kindergarten, whatever, and trying to teach them about sexuality. Not acceptable. Because now you're bridging the gap of parental rights. You're a teacher. Teach my child school things.
That mom deserves Mother of the Year right there. Because that is a strong parent. That is a parent that actually gets in the child's life and actually listens to what the child says. And listens to what the child hears at school. Because I'm one of those parents. Let me tell y'all. If my daughter came home and asked me, what are trans people? And we hadn't even talked about it. We're going to be going up to the school and asking, why are we talking to my daughter about trans people? Why are we trying to mold my child into your ally? Because that's exactly what that is doing. And it's absolutely disgusting. And it's one of those things that I feel like, if parents, if we don't wake up, you're going to see it more and more and more. Let's talk about the educators of this camp, shall we? You ready to hear about the educators, Caitlin?
Do we have to?
Okay, so we first have Caitlin Cummings. She's a 23-year-old radical queer mountain girl that grew up in the hollers of Vico, Kentucky. She grew up always hearing about the injustices of the world and wanting to do things to help. She currently working on a degree in human services, where she plans to expand her sex ed work to help people understand that with proper sex ed and body love, you can heal in a lot of different ways. As she has herself, she worked through All Access EKY through APAL Shop, making media to raise awareness about reproductive health care issues in Appalachia. Caitlin has volunteered with different organizations through her college life, including WMMT's Girl Rock Camp in Whitesburg, Kentucky, which is a camp made to empower girls, gender nonconforming, and trans youth with music, self-inspiration, self-love, as well as the Cottage, a child abuse advocacy center that handles cases of child abuse in ages 1 to 17 years old. She also volunteered with the New Opportunity School for Women, which is a program out of Berea, Kentucky, that helps women in Appalachia with educational, financial, and personal circumstances in their life. Caitlin loves her plants, social justice, and good food. The only thing that sounded okay on that was good food.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fat guy, so I like, okay, good food. But everything else, it's like, seriously? Then we have Lara, I don't know how to say her name, Helene, I guess is what her name? Lara Helene is an 18-year-old musician, songwriter, and activist based in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. Growing up in the Appalachian foothills, Lara's life and work have been greatly impacted by the magnificence of the mountains. Their songs and activism reflected both the beauty and the struggles of living in Eastern Kentucky. While weaving in the story of her own wild and wonderful life, Ware places great value and focus on the rich heritage of her home, especially in regards to the banjo, dance calling, whatever that is, and protest songs. As a young, non-binary queer in Appalachia, Ware strives to use their songs, voice, and life to fight for human rights and systematic changes in the region. Through music, community organizing, and nonprofit work, Ware founded their school's first gender sexuality alliance, Open Light, which now has over 45 members. They're already grooming 45 members in a grade school setting. They are a proud alumni and intern of Girls Rock Whitesburg, and a member of the Family Folk Week steering community at Hidman Settlement School. Lara is a sex educator with Sexy Sex Ed Camp and spends time co-facilitating sex education workshops for fellow Appalachian youth. Next, we have Kristen Uten. And she looks like a lovely bottle of sunshine, honestly. But anyways, Kristen is a young, fat, differently abled queer community organizer and college student from Southern West Virginia. She works at a Vista in Charleston and works with kids. She has always dreamt of a space where fat folks are appreciated, normalized, and safe. So
let me cut you off right there. Out loud, that word. That word is not a word in my dictionary. Say fluffy.
Fair enough.
Or something. I'm sorry, I just don't like that word.
Yes. I don't think she says it anymore in this. Yeah, she doesn't. So, are appreciated, normalized, and safe. So she created it. Kristen led West Virginia's first body positivity party in 2019. And that has led into a world of fighting for inclusivity.
We're tired.
Yes. for people like her. She also has worked with Planned Parenthood to secure purity of products for students across Southern West Virginia. We all know about what Planned Parenthood is actually truly about. But that'll be for another episode. And actually, I think we actually got into it with Unpopular Opinion Queen, did we not?
I believe so.
So, if you guys want to know more about the evils of Planned Parenthood, go listen to that podcast episode. Although Kristen has taken a step back in the last 6 months to focus on health, she is back and better than ever. She uses the same technique from the Sexy Sex Ed platform in her daily job and is very passionate about sexuality education. Kristen loves all things plant and body love. And finally, I just want to call her the ringleader of the group.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got her on video saying, encouraging a nephew to masturbate.
If I was her sister or brother, whoever this child belongs to, I would be like, I will see you later. You're not being in my child's life.
Fair enough. Anyways.
Even though how much it might hurt them, but still.
Tanny is a femmy, fluffy, queer, magical pleasure worker, educator, and artist. She was raised in rural Kentucky by a host of witchy women alongside sisters and cousins.
Well, no wonder why she's all messed up.
Fair enough. Where was I? You want to say anymore?
If you get any louder than that and our daughter wakes up, you're going in there to take care of her. I'm not.
Fair enough.
Will you stop saying fair enough? Oh, gosh.
A coven-like mountain matriarchy, if you will, on Stony Fork. Her crafts tools are candles, crystals, oils, paint, plants, music, sex ed toys, Tarot, the moon, and instincts of a triple water sign. Cancer sun and to Scorpio moon and rising is what's in parentheses here. In 2012, Tanya started this Appalachian sex ed collective called Sexy Sex Ed. So, yeah, she is the ringleader. Okay.
2012, that's like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And co-founded the party podcast known as the Trillbillies in 2017. With over a decade of ruler organizing practice toward healing, abolition, and liberation, she fantasizes about a whole other world.
This lady needs a therapist.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be mean, but she's crazy.
Tanya lives high on a Kentucky mountaintop with lots of plants.
Sorry.
This is my wife, unscripted.
I'm also tired, so.
With lots of plants, a steamy hot tub, and several furry familiars.
Oh,
you can
God.
Join her coven at, and there's a Patreon account.
Wait, I'm not going to join nothing she has.
Right. But these are the kind of people we're talking about leaving with our children.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Not our daughter.
And nope. It's the thing about this is, and it's absolutely crazy, because The View actually were talking about pedophilia, because you've heard the whole thing about Ketanji Brown Jackson, didn't you?
I think so. I don't like The View. I have nothing nice to say about them, so I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Well, I mind you, I had to screen record it.
Oh,
so I was listening to it. And while I was listening to it, I felt my brain cells dying inside. But you guys can listen to some of it. I'm not going to torture you through all of it, because it's, you hear things and you're just like, lady, shut up.
The goop trying to block the confirmation. The yes, GOP. Blocking, that's right, I said it. Trying to block the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Marjorie Taylor Greene took things a step further, tweeting that Murkowski, Collins, and Romney are pro-pedophile because they voted for Judge Jackson. She tweeted this from her official congressional Twitter account. And should there be consequences for such a...
You know, can I apologize to Sarah Palin, because this woman makes Sarah Palin look like Madame Curie. I mean, and also not a word about her pal Matt Gaetz, who's under investigation for a year for dating an underage girl.
Yeah.
Nothing on Roy Moore, but on these three, Romney, hello. And I mean, come on.
It was offensive, and it missed the mark in terms of she's attacking our own party. We've got, the Republicans are about to probably take over the House and the Senate. Biden's poll numbers are tanking, and her focus is to be childish, call names to Republicans. It's completely missing the mark and an opportunity to talk about what the Democrats
are
doing.
Why are his numbers tanking? Why? He's doing a pretty good job.
Well, gas prices, inflation.
Not his problem. He doesn't control gas prices.
People don't always follow the train of that. When things are rough for regular people, I think that the reports, the polls show it's rough. It goes straight to the president.
When it's hitting their pocketbooks, they blame the president. If it's hitting their pocketbooks, and it is, it's hitting people's pocketbooks.
Well, that part is true, but what about the fact that the Republicans can't seem
to get her in line. Everyone says, oh, the Republicans get in line and Democrats don't. Well, they need to get her in line.
Trump.
She's
they
a maniac.
Well, she
that's
calls
the
McCarthy
radical
a perv.
Extreme part
of the Republican Party.
The day
she
calls McCarthy a perv is the day that he will get her in line.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, McCarthy says, we've got a big tent. We've got Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've got
no
this
tent
one.
Is
we've
big
got
enough
that
for
one.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No. You would think so. You would think so.
But she, anytime, this is like a dog whistle. Whenever you see the word pedophile. So pedophiles are egregious, and we know what that term means. Everyone knows what it is. When you see it, it is, you should definitely have your ears perk up, and you should look into it. It's the calling card of a QAnon conspiracy theory.
Yes, the pizza
game. Every time they come up with some crazy story, they're like, oh, and let's make them pedophiles. Pedophiles, let's do that.
Yeah.
Everything's a pedophile. The conversations we're referring to were child pornography cases. Mm-hmm. We already discussed this ad nauseum.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot there to unpack, isn't there, Caitlin? Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want to say? Because you were like, let me talk about this part. You literally nudged me. It's like, let me talk about this one.
What kind of weed is Joy Behar smoking when she said or asked, why is his numbers tanking? I think Joe Biden's doing a pretty good job. What? Well, yesterday was 420, so I guess I know what.
Well, this was 2 weeks ago.
But still.
But,
That show, I have no respect for.
Yeah, well, here's the thing about it, Caitlin. The Democrats are going to go down with the ship. They're going to continue supporting Joe Biden till the ship's 20 feet below in the ocean. Because they feel like they have no other choice in this society but to support this president. And I'm sorry, he's doing a horrible job. Let's call it what it is. You got gas going up and down, up and down, up and down in price.
I've never seen that in my life. I'm 30 years old, and I've never seen it this high.
Well, here's the thing. He released our own private reserve of gas. And people are like, oh, that's great. It's going to help the gas prices. But what they don't understand, it's going to yo-yo effect. Because you're going to have to go back to the reserve to bring the gas prices back down. And you're going to have, then you're going to buy oil from, I believe it's Saudi Arabia we buy oil from right now. And you're going to continue to see prices just go up and down, until you actually run out of gas in our own private reserve of oil. And then gas prices are going to shoot up to $5, $6, $7 because, I mean, let's face it, Ukraine and Russia are in the middle of a war. And so it's going to be hard to get gasoline to the U.S. And we were buying oil from Russia at one point. And I'll say it, too little, too late, Biden's like, well, I am banning oil from Russia. And it's like, you should have done that when they first invaded Ukraine. And it's one of those things that you look at society and these people like Joy Behar, who thinks, well, Biden's doing a great job. Look at all the things he's done for trans people. Look at all the things he's done for, you know, this person. Because she's in the higher epsilon of society. So she's getting 50,000, let's say, every 2 months. While us as normal day citizens are struggling to make 60,000 a year. And, you know, the reason why we're struggling to make it, because we also have house payments, we have car payments, we have all these other things that we have to pay, and then we go to the gas pump, and we're even hurt more because we're having to pay. At one point, we were almost paying $4, $4.50 worth in gas. I mean, it's these kind of people that are actually blinded to society, and people look up to these people and say, that's the example we need to set.
Let's just say, as long as she's got her money and she's sitting pretty. She don't care.
She does not care.
She's like you said, blonde.
I mean, and I was going to talk about this on the next podcast because it's absolutely disgusting. And it'll show that elites will protect elites. But did you hear about the story in our own state with South Carolina? So, for some of you guys that don't know, a South Carolina serial rapist who's 19, whose dad works for the DEA, gets a probation for sexually assaulting pastor's daughter, a second rape victim, and the third rape charge was dismissed because the victim died. So basically, he sexually assaulted someone, he raped someone, and then he raped someone to the point where they died. And because his dad works for the DA in this little rural town of South Carolina, he gets off with a probation. He should be behind bars till the bars rot into the jail. But guess what? Because he's elite, he gets off. People like Hunter Biden. He smokes crack. He extorts money. Guess what? No investigation. These are the people that will be protected in this society. Not people like us. And it's this kind of thought process that's absolutely disgusting in this society. And it's kind of disturbing that, you know, you're raising a daughter in this society or you're raising a son in this society. And this is why, parents, you need to pay attention to the little things that are happening in the world today. Because if you don't, your child is going to be one of these allies that protects sexual identity and all. And it's what I've said before. I didn't care about your sexuality. Because, I mean, as a Christian, I believe it's man and woman, and that's what I'm going to go with till the end of time. Till you started forcing your ideology down my throat, my daughter's throat, and everybody else's, every other Christian's throat around us. And immediately said to us that if you didn't accept this, it was, you're automatically a bigot, you're a racist, and you're a sexist. And it's, I'm sorry, society has fallen off the curve. They, for example, feminism. What is feminism, Caitlin?
I'm sorry,
You're tired?
Yeah.
I understand.
I'm sorry, I had a long day at work. A good day, but very long.
I understand that. And basically, when growing up, when you thought about feminism, you thought about the woman with the strong arm. I forgot what her name is. Rosie the Riveter. I think it's what her name was.
It is.
You thought about that as feminism. Now we've gone from
Rosie
to Richard, who thinks he's a woman now.
And that's okay.
You got people in Loudoun County, and we've talked about this on the podcast too, that gets away with sexual assault because it's considered a hate crime, even though he dressed up as identified as a woman and sexually assaulted three women. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're dealing with in this society, and it's absolutely scary. But anyways, I think that'll do it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see y'all in the next episode. We're going to try to do 2 days a week.
Maybe more.
Maybe more, because we got everything down pat.
It depends on our work schedules.
Yeah. And all. But thank you for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.